Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been wrapping up our series in the Book of Ruth. And so far, in Ruth chapter 3, we saw how Ruth approached Boaz and asked him to marry her. And Boaz has agreed to redeem Ruth. But there was one small issue with her request. There was actually another family member who was closer in relation to Elimelech. And Boaz couldn't exercise his right as kinsman redeemer unless this closer kinsman redeemer relinquished his rights towards Ruth. And so after Boaz and Ruth have this conversation, Boaz the next day goes and finds this man. And in Ruth chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, it says this: "Then Boaz said to the guardian redeemer, 'Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our relative Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so, but if you will not, tell me, so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am next in line.'" And so let me provide a little bit of context for what is going on here. You see, when Israel came into the Promised Land during the days of Joshua, the land was divided among the 12 tribes of Israel and then among individual family groups. And God intended for the land to stay within these tribes and within these family groups, which meant that the land could never be permanently sold or given away. In fact, every year, every 50 years, it had to be returned back to the original family group. But 50 years was still a pretty long time to wait. And so God made provision for land that was sold to be redeemed back to the family by the kinsman redeemer. And so Boaz brings up this situation as a matter regarding Naomi's property, something that he knew this man would be interested in. And when Boaz put it in terms of this land transaction, there was no hesitation at all from this man. He said, of course I will redeem it. But here was the catch. Then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the land from Naomi, you also acquire Ruth the Moabite, the dead man's woman, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property." You see, because Naomi was older and beyond the years of being able to have children, the kinsman redeemer was not expected to marry her or to raise children with her. But because Ruth was younger and was still able to have children, he was expected to take Ruth as his wife and carry on Elimelech's family name. This was a package deal. You get the land, but you also get Ruth as your wife. And Boaz knew this would likely be a deal breaker for the man. And says this in verse 6, "At this, the guardian redeemer said, 'Then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it for yourself. I cannot do it.' And so the guardian redeemer said to Boaz, 'Buy it yourself.' And he removed his sandal." You see, just as Boaz expected, this was a deal breaker for the man. Because he didn't want to take on another wife, and he didn't want to divide his inheritance with another woman's children. The additional land wasn't worth the complications and the inconvenience it would bring into his life. And so he gave Boaz the green light to redeem the land and to take Ruth as his wife, and Boaz gladly paid the price to do so. You see, what we find in this story is that Boaz, who is this kinsman redeemer who rescues Ruth and Naomi, he actually points us to an even greater redeemer. Think about Boaz for a moment. What did he do? Boaz showed Ruth undeserved kindness when she was an outsider, just as Jesus has offered us grace and mercy while we were still sinners. Boaz rescued Ruth from a life of poverty and oppression, just as Jesus has rescued us from the bondage of sin. Boaz covered the cost to secure the land and to redeem Ruth, just as Jesus paid the price to rescue us from our sins. And Boaz brought Ruth into his family and entered into a covenant marriage with her, just as Jesus has adopted us into the family of God and entered into a covenant with us. Boaz ultimately points us to the true and greater redeemer, who is Jesus. You see, all throughout the Old Testament, all of these characters, all of these stories, all of these events are ultimately pointing us to Jesus, to the greatest Redeemer, to the Savior who can rescue us from our greatest problem in life, which is sin. And so I want to take a moment today as we kind of reflect on this story of Boaz and Ruth and just the picture of it, what it means for us today, to spend some time thanking the Lord for the redemption that he has secured for us. That while we were still sinners, while we were lost, while we were broken, Christ died for us. He paid the cost to redeem us and rescue us from our sin. And so, Father, we come to you today and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for what the sacrifice that he made on our behalf, paying the price, paying the penalty for our sin so that we can be forgiven and we can be rescued, God, from the bondage and captivity of sin. God, thank you for the gift of salvation. That is nothing that we have done to earn or deserve, but it is by your grace and your mercy that you have freely extended to us. Thank you for this story of Ruth and Boaz and just the picture it is of your love and your grace towards us. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.